Hare Krishna, if you look at the pictures, a few pictures I put on in the picture section. I can't put many because the internet is so slow here that it takes forever just to upload pictures. And but you'll see the picture of one of our neighbors over here, which is a dove, and she's living in a nest that her and her husband made in the apartment next door, called Govinda Maharaj's apartment, and they made a nest, I think quite inconveniently, in the support of the air conditioning, which is not very good because obviously when it gets warm, won't be able to use the air conditioning, or if we use it, it'll certainly scare them off. Anyway, we won't use it. And I'm not particularly convinced of the integrity of the nest. It looks a little flimsy, and whether the chicks are not going to fall out of there or jump out of there, but I assume that they know what they're doing. But it's quite amazing that, well, that picture is as close as I can get. She's not budging, she's staying there. And we walk up and down the balcony chanting japa, she doesn't move. I haven't seen her mate since then, so from what I can see, she doesn't eat, she doesn't drink. Obviously, her metabolism is slowed down, but she's just sitting there in the process of laying the eggs, and then I assume once the eggs are laid, they're going to go and collect food for the chicks. But it's quite an amazing determination. I'm amazed at her determination, fearlessness, because we're there, and we're moving about. Her patience, wait out the time until things actually happen. Austerity, no eating, no drinking, quite extraordinary. And of course it's happening at this time of it's spring, so it's happening everywhere around here. So many lessons to learn from nature. And this is just one. The Avadhuta in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Krishna is citing that Avadhuta, he talks about his many gurus, most of which are animals or material nature, the ocean, and so on. Often devotees ask, how do you find a guru? From those teachings, we see that actually gurus are all around us. We just have to slow down enough to be able to recognize them. To see what it is that they actually have to teach us, be it the purifying wind, the sun, sunshine, and all living entities have something to teach, and many of them have also common lessons to teach, one of which, for instance, is live by what you need. We see that in the animal kingdom, animals don't pollute the atmosphere, they don't ruin the water, they don't hoard, a few of them hoard, but it's minimal as to what they hoard. They don't collect more than what they need. And they respect the natural balance that's there within the world, and they don't try to change it. Mankind, with its free will, or at least free will, anyway, level of freedom, has the opportunity to adjust its environment, but instead of doing that for self-realization, it does it for sense gratification, and therefore we see so much destruction going on in the natural world that we live. So I'm observing. I'll probably see a good part of the development of this family here, and I hope that they are able to keep that nest intact. And in the meantime, we can also just look around us. There are many, many gurus around. We just have to really recognize them. And to recognize them, we may need to slow down a little and be able to take their lessons to heart. Hare Krishna.